This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain. As always, good to be with you on Wednesday morning.
Yes, sir. Always a very informative session, and it's not going to be any different today. Are you ready to say the pledge, sir?
Captain, I'm ready.
All right. I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag,
of the United,
States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation,
under God,
indivisible, with liberty, and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, a couple of sad stories to report. First of all, there is a developing story coming out of Clayton County, Georgia, where two police officers were shot. One was killed in an unbelievable gunfight that killed three other people, wounded five more, and the suspect himself is dead. He was led by an 11-year-old boy who was apparently shot in the face. And he led the deputies over to where the suspect was, and that's when they got in another gunfight, but they did kill the suspect. So that's shooting number one. That's bad. This other one's just as bad, if not worse, and that was yesterday afternoon in Oxford, Michigan. A 15-year-old teenager fired 15 to 20 rounds, and right now the death total is three. Eight were injured, some serious. He won't cooperate with the police after allegedly killing the three kids, and these were kids that he killed. And what a sorry situation.
Yeah, and Captain, yeah, some of the latest breaking things, of course, it's all late breaking because it was yesterday. But first, in the Georgia case, they were called in. It was after a murder that had already occurred in that home. There was a woman and a couple others that had already been murdered. And so the suspect who was killed by the police, this wasn't a case of, hey, trying to bring in the police and then engage them in a fight or anything like that. This was a domestic problem, which we don't know much about right now, that already occurred. And then the 13-year-old who may or may not have been wounded by that same, well, yeah, clearly probably was, but what the relationship was there. But, yeah, that's he led him to that right there. And, then, of course, the suspect was killed. And then in Michigan, the report is that he's silent. He's not cooperating or speaking openly with police because the father has taken an attorney because the weapon that was used was apparently a 9mm pistol that the father purchased just a few days ago. And so I don't blame the parents for trying to protect their kid, as heinous as this crime, apparent crime, alleged crime was. But it's it always seems like about the holidays, doesn't it seem like that, where we have a spate of things and people try to connect them and relate them. But most all these things seem to be unrelated, other than the response on the left is fairly predictable, and it is what it is.
Yeah, very unfortunate. Now, Joe Biden's COVID vaccine mandate for healthcare workers went down in flames when a federal judge in Delaware put the icing on the cake and slammed the door shut by making the stay on this nationwide. So no healthcare workers are going to have to worry about getting a vaccine right away.
Yeah, there's about, I think, 13 states' attorney generals are joining in this, so it wasn't just, I think, Louisiana, Delaware that was involved in this, this judge, but, yeah, it was pretty unequivocal. He put the kibosh on it and pretty much restated what the, I think it was the Louisiana attorney general had said, was that the President Biden had absolutely no constitutional authority to do this. That authority resided in Congress.
Correct.
Thank God. I mean, to me, that's the fundamental foundational principle, and we don't talk about that enough, and we don't put that back in the administration's face enough, and that should be the guiding thing. But in the last year and a half, we've kind of lost sight of some of the foundation principles. I'd like to see a return to that.
Yeah, and there's currently 36 lawsuits, some of them involving multi-states, against the Biden administration for all sorts of things that he's done, mandates that people are saying are unconstitutional.
Yeah, somebody, well, of course, justice doesn't move as quickly as any of us would like, on either the right or left. On one hand, we don't define justice in the same way on the right and the left, but I think over time, and I'm kind of like Tucker Carlson, you know, years from now, I'm hopeful that we'll come to our senses and we'll reflect back on this and say, hey, what the heck were we thinking there for a year and a half?
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Folks, don't forget to set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food. After all, Nixon's is the home of the Captain's Club. That's Nixon's Groveside Cafe at Nixon's Fruit Farms, located at 2525 27th Street East in Bradenton. Come on out and see the Captain, and we'll see you there.
You betcha, and you never know who you're going to see there. You might actually see somebody by the name of Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, right, Colonel?
All right. You may well.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Well, you know, China, not to be denied, tested another hypersonic missile in the White Sea. Now, this is getting downright serious because they're showing their strength with their aircraft flying just on the fringe of the Taiwanese air zones. They had 37 planes over the weekend, including some of the long-range nuclear bombers that were up. And they actually had their missiles trained on the planes, I was told.
Yeah, this is, it seems to, step by step, the Chinese and the Chinese Communist Party are not stupid. They play this, global politics so much better than we do. And, we're not very good at it. It's not just because we change administrations and leadership. We don't have the constancy that they have. But it's just that we just don't have a policy that is firm that we can latch on to. About the best response we've had is just say, okay, we know what you're doing, China, but we're beyond that now. The world knows what China's doing, and they know exactly why they're doing it. But so at some point, just to simply say, hey, we got our eyes on you, and I say, okay, watch what I do next. And that's exactly what they do week to week. But, it should be a great concern because it increasingly does that, and every week – there's something more to torment Taiwan. They're in Hong Kong, and then the threatened, you know, what has we all thought was well understood international boundaries and protocol and quote unquote international law as far as how you can operate in that part of the world. And China tests it and crosses that red line with increasing, and it's gonna get worse before it gets better, because they've recently anointed the head of Chinese Communist Party to be basically the chairman for life. So they will be emboldened, and we don't seem to be emboldened. So more to follow, and we'll see.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Taliban are trying their darndest to gain admission into the United Nations. And in my opinion, under no circumstances should they be allowed into the United Nations, especially in lieu of what I just made reference to you off the air about, that they're hunting down and tricking the security forces by telling them they're going to give them amnesty and everything's okay and this, that, and the other. And they bring them out, they kill them, and then they leave their body along the edge of the road so the families can find them and bury them.
Yeah, you know, Captain, the very fact that we would even discuss that there is any thought that the Taliban would be a part of, accepted into the World of Nations, United Nations, is, to me, that's frightening, because you don't have to go back to but a few years to say people would think you were nuts for even suggesting that. You were some kind of conspiracy theorist, or, oh, you got to be kidding me. And you're right. They are what they are. They can't put on that sheep's clothing or pretend to be what they are not. As much as we may try to be an ostrich and stick our heads in the hand from time to time about what they are, but that it's insane to me that would even be, anybody would seriously consider inviting them into being at the same table as the rest of the more civilized nations of the world.
Mm. Okay, we've got a caller on the line. I do believe it's Eric in East Tennessee. So let me see here. How cold is it up there, Eric?
Hey, Simplify, sir. Simplify, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. You know, real quick, you're talking about the Chinese and how, you know, Taliban, Afghanistan, and stuff. Here's the thing on this, and this is my opinion. Okay, we need to be, you know, the National Defense Authorization Act funding and other programs for our America's, you know, defense and defense product industry, et cetera. Now, Senator Hagerty, Republican, Tennessee, and Portman, I think he's what, Ohio?
Yes.
I could be mistaken.
Retiring.
Okay, roger that. They put in a stipulation or attempting to insert things into the NDAA that provides that the United States becomes an electric vehicle and power supply. Not a powerhouse, but a we need to secure our own assets in order to develop this, you know, burgeoning technology. Now, here's the thing. We just left Afghanistan, and what's Afghanistan at? What did President Biden do when he signed off that we can't dig for, you know, mine for rare earth minerals in the United States? When that's all been shifted to the Asian bloc, particularly the Chinese, what do you want to call it, spectrum,
right,
if you want, all this stuff. Now, you have a lot of, now, I'm not dinging Republicans per se, but there's a lot of GOP that are actually inviting in Chinese manufacturing companies to produce these lithium-ion batteries in the United States with their headquarters in Beijing. So I guess what I'm saying is a question and an enigma is, what are we going to do about it when there seems to be people within the United States that are actually tacitly supporting,
okay,
this, propping up of the Chinese Communist Party? Anyway, thanks for my call, sir. Gentlemen, sir, fine.
All right, yep. And now, Colonel, I will mention this. Part of this is Hunter Biden's brokered deal.
Yeah, that muddies the water, but the caller is exactly right. I mean, the primary means of countering China is not military. I mean, we got to keep our safe for that, but economically, that is at really where they were able to do what they're doing now militarily, is because we have been losing the war economically with them, and all of a sudden we woke up one day and all the semiconductors and everything that we need are being produced by China or by Chinese companies, and we kind of wanted to sleep with the wheel, and every economic policy by the current administration is feeding to the advantage that the Chinese had and adding to the disadvantage that we have had, because we're totally asleep at the wheel as far as what the right economic policy is. And so when people say, yeah, inflation is going to be a way of life under the Biden administration, and they double, triple down on the policy that they had, and they wanted to very quickly pass things before Christmas break that are totally counter to economics 101, counter to it. So the caller is absolutely right. This battle is being lost on the economic front, and that's where the primary needs to be. But it's hard to see us turning that ship around under the current administration. And that's the thing. You can't separate them all out. It's not the military. It's not the economic. But one feeds into the other. And the Chinese recognize that. But, we don't seem to.
Well, it's because of the financial situation that's going on with China itself. Okay, I'm going to get one more caller in here before we take our break at the bottom of the hour. Okay, Mary, what's on your mind?
Exactly what Eric was talking about. The chip factory they're building in Arizona is still owned by another country sitting on American soil. It's kind of nuts.
Being built in a foreign trade zone.
Yeah, well, I know, but that needs to stop.
Yep.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's what they do, Colonel. They come into into the U.S., and certain states will allow them. Florida hasn't done it. But certain states will allow them to put a foreign trade zone in there, and it's actually the sovereign soil of the country that's in there. Like, for example, South Carolina, the BMW plant up there is German.
Right. Well, you know, because corporations play a different game. They have no, they may have been a base. They may even put an American flag on their thing to cater to selling products and selling congressmen and legislatures in the United States, but as long you got global corporations, their main allegiance is to profit, period. And if they have a greater profit by working, like the NFL, for example, a major global corporation, with the Chinese, they don't care. They have no America first mentality. They have a money first, profit first.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you throw into that what Eisenhower warned us about, the military industrial complex, they added together, we have things that are economically done that are not our best national security interest. And the last two callers pointed exactly that. They were talking about in Arizona and Tennessee.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, and even Alabama, the Mercedes-Benz plant, which is just east of Montgomery over there, is actually, that's another one, a foreign trade zone, where it's actually German. When you go in there, you're going into Germany when you go inside the plant. Amazing. All right, hold that thought, folks. The Colonel will be back with me right after the bottom of the hour news, and the stations get a chance to pay a few of their bills. Don't go anywhere. I will be coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Abortion is on the line at the Supreme Court today with historic arguments over Roe versus Wade landmark nearly 50 years ago. The justices on Wednesday will weigh in whether to uphold a Mississippi law that bans abortion after 15 weeks. Mississippi is also asking the court to overrule the 1992 ruling in Planned Parenthood versus Casey, which reaffirmed RVW. A 15-year-old sophomore at a Michigan high school was taken into custody Tuesday after allegedly shooting and killing three students and injuring eight others, including one teacher. Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard.
We will get to the bottom of this. We're executing a search warrant at the suspect's house. As I said, he's not cooperating with us at this point in time.
Sheriff's deputies were called to Oxford High School at 12:51 p.m. Eastern and apprehended the suspect within 2 to 3 minutes after arriving on the scene. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer at Oxford High School said no one should be afraid to go to school. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, and I will do just that. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Now, it's amazing to me how they continually get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the eastern coast, as well as in the upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. Now, the reason for that, I do believe, is because it comes down to price and customer service. Now, it also starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Now, clean trade-ins also are commanding a great resale price, so you can take advantage of that. And if you got a good condition used vehicle, you might be able to take advantage of the fact that right now used vehicles are worth about 25% more than what they were before all this inflation stuff started. So remember, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get great care taking care of them. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and they're building a brand new Moss Nissan location in Brooksville, should be open in a couple of months. Now, you can check them out online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Remember, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And good morning, Colonel, and thanks for sticking around.
Good morning, Captain. My pleasure.
Now, I got a message, a little short, a message here from Fred in Fort Lauderdale. He says, Captain and guest colonel contributor, is the supply chain disruption impacting illegal drugs crossing our southern border, or is it just the freight containers? Well, I hate to say this, but we are stopping some of the drugs. You hear about it every now and then. But what they'll do, and they've done it for years, is they'll have an area where a couple of hundred or so illegals will come in. All the Border Patrol and all available officers have to show up for that. And bingo, up the road, 8-10 miles, in comes the drugs.
Yeah, these folks, it's a business, and they're quite good at it. And they've had a long time to adapt and improvise and get even better. They were good then, and they're even better now, and they learn what we do, and I think, you know, the current the open border situation we have right now has just been a delight to them. Limited resources, but certainly the drug cartels and the criminal elements south of the border, they are not nearly as limited in resources as our hand-tied law enforcement is on the border.
Well, I keep hearing them talking about, well, we have cameras and we have drones and we have this and we have that. Yeah, well, what good does that do when they're not in the area, when you have these other incursions coming in, and all you can do is sit there and watch them, and many times they won't have plates on the vehicles. You can identify what kind of vehicle they got, but they go in all different directions.
It's like being a security guy sitting in a mega mall behind the cameras in a little room in the basement or somewhere off in the corner, and you're watching everything going on, but you have nobody out there that you can call and say, hey, something's going on in aisle whatever or exit whatever. We need to do something about that. It's like, nobody to call.
Okay, I got to ask you a question here. CNN finally suspended Chris Cuomo. I'm not surprised. I'm just surprised it took as long as it did to do it. But
I'm surprised they haven't fired the guy before this. Amazing to me.
Mm-hmm. But the thing of it is, Colonel, he could be in charge, or he could be in trouble criminally, from what I understand, with the Attorney General of the state of New York looking into this as far as what he was doing to expose the women to more criticism, if you will, from the mainstream media and other people, because he was leaking information to them.
Yeah, Captain, I have to say that's probably the case. Now, whether it goes forward criminally or not, but that would be separate and distinct. It just depends upon the fortitude of the DAs and up there to see what they will do. But it looks pretty clear that there may well be that this is criminal. From the casual observer, it seems to me that there is a criminal element to this. It's not just, hey, he did bad. He violated his what he was supposed to be doing as a journalist, which is has been known by the world for a long, long time. But his employers were kind of slow to wake up to that.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, that's kind of interesting. Now, something else right here that seems to be taking hold is the fact that you've got gasoline prices that have dropped dramatically. Yesterday to today, they went down to $1.98 a gallon. That's the wholesale price with the federal tax in it at the refinery. And heating the diesel fuel was down to $2.06 a gallon, which is dramatic. Again, that's the price at the refinery. And then West Texas crude dropped $3.77 a barrel yesterday to $66.18, and Brent crude dropped $2.87 a barrel down to $70.57. we're not going to necessarily see these prices drop accordingly. I did see $3.20 a gallon yesterday for gas in my travels to Mission Barbecue, and I pulled in there and filled my vehicle up.
Yeah, right. It is hard. You know, economically, when you look at the stock market, you look at the energy. It's hard to make sense sometimes. And the folks I used to were used to rely on to say, hey, this is what's happening, this is why. I'm not so certain anymore, but I'm sure, you know, the administration of Clinton will say, well, this is because we tapped into the reserves and all that. And, of course, it total disconnect from that. It has nothing to do with that, to do that. But it's hard to do that. And, of course, the stock market itself dropped a lot based upon testimony by the Federal Reserve chairman. And yet you have this. So I'm sorry. I'm not an economics expert on this, but I know what I see and what I observe. And I'm having a harder time making connections between what goes on in the stock market, what's going on in consumer prices and inflation. I just know what I see, and it's hard to predict. It's a crapshoot.
Yeah, and I think I mentioned, I didn't mention it to you, but I mentioned it in the last hour here. Denise and I were talking about it. China tested a hypersonic missile in the White Sea, and they're getting very close to Taiwan and all these planes that flew in there over the weekend, 37, including some of the bombers that carry nuclear bombs, the Chinese bombers escorted by fighters. I mean, it's getting real over there.
Yeah, we talked a little about this in the earlier segment, and it's caused concern, and that is something that is does seem to have some predictability to it, unlike some of the economic measures and things that we look at, is that we know that China's getting increasingly bold, and not just with us, but with their neighbors in Taiwan and Japan in the mix, so it's and then, of course, Korea is always in the backdrop, even though they're not particularly relevant, except for with regard to how they relate to China. So, yeah, we'll see. Keep an eye on that. But it is something to be worried about, and that is getting worse, not better.
Well, I'll tell you what, Colonel, I'm going to give you a little time. Tell us about where people can find out about you and the Republican Liberty Caucus.
Yeah, I'm chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, but we're part of the Florida Republican Liberty Caucus and part of the National Republican Liberty Caucus. And we've got a lot of things going on here recently. The Suncoast, we're getting together tonight socially with a group because it is the holiday season, and we'll be doing a lot of that. But we'll be getting down to business. We'll be up in Tallahassee, and we'll be lobbying the legislature to do the things that we need to do to keep the free state of Florida free. And that's a part of what we are about. And we stand for the core principles of constitutionally limited government, individual rights and responsibilities, and free enterprise. And who shouldn't be, regardless of partisan leaning? Why can't you be in favor of those three things? I am.
All right, Colonel. Maybe I'll see you tomorrow. I hope I will anyway. So you take
care.
All
right, Captain. All right, take care now. Bye-bye.
All right, that's retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And always a pleasure to talk to him, and I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Globalists, schmobalists, vote the bums out. Anybody that's not America First, folks, vote them the hell out of office.
Well, exactly right, because America needs to be, you know, the proverbial, the shining city on the hill, but it also has to mean something. It has to, we have to have integrity. People have to realize that what we represent is freedom, unity, the ability of people to excel, all these different things. It should never represent the government is going to make all your decisions for you, this kind of stuff. That's ridiculous. What it does is it diminishes us. And the rest of the world, Captain, then we're no longer in the leadership position we need to be in.
Yeah, and some of these liberals, they started to say, well, being American first, that's racist, that's this, that's that, and all that stuff. No, it's not. It's called being patriotic. I want my country to be the best country in the world, period, bar none. Not number two, not number three, not number four, number one, numero uno, with our currency, because, by the way, the U.S. dollar still is the world's currency.
It is.
And it's expanded into more countries now than it was before, no thanks to Joe Biden.
Right.
Yeah. So the fact of the matter is, we can do this. All we got to do is make up our mind, those of us that consider ourselves to be patriotic Americans, and stand together and vote these bums out of office and pay close attention to who it is that's running. Start attending. We told everybody that was a parent, start going to the PTA meetings. Remember?
Right.
Okay. Start going to your town council, your city council, your state legislature. Go visit them every now and then. Maybe you might want to go sit in a gallery up at the Congress in Washington, D.C., whatever. But you got to communicate with these politicians and say, hey, we're watching you.
Well, that's right, because those who are really against what America stands for and so forth, they like doing their deeds in darkness. But if you come in and shine light on it,
yep,
then that makes a significant difference.
And you can lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way, because we are going to steamroll you.
Right, and again...
And when I say we, I'm talking about we the people. I talk to so many people every day. So many people. And again, it comes in by email, by phone calls, by whatever it is, by seeing people, this, that, and the other. And they come up to me and they tell me, they said, we're with you. We're going to do this. We're going to do this. And I tell them, you know, get involved. Go to your REC. Go to your Republican Liberty Caucus. Go to something. Go to anything. Get involved and start making a difference.
Well, that's right. And, Captain, you mentioned something just a moment ago. One of the key components is that if you say, well, hey, we're America first, we're putting American values.
You bet.
Then suddenly you're called a racist or you're called something else.
Yeah, well, go call somebody else a racist because I'm going to wave the red, white, and blue.
Well, right. But you see, but that's a tactic that they're using to try to shut down.
Not going to work.
Yeah, the very notion that America is for good. But I'm here to tell you, just like you are, Captain, America is for good. That's we're in the business of being good, and we're in the business of getting people to excel, to reach levels that they never thought possible before.
Yeah, and it's time for some new blood out there. It's time for some of the younger people to get involved. You know, I love the fact that we've got more veterans getting involved in politics right now, and that's a good thing, because I would vote for a veteran over anybody that's not been in military service. Just for the simple reason that I know that they've served their country and they believe in the American way of government.
Well, exactly right. There's a special affinity that veterans have for their country, yes.
Mm-hmm. Because, again, I get the fact that we've had the same old with some of these people. First of all, we need term limits. We know that, right?
Yep.
There's no reason for somebody to be in Congress for 20, 30, 40 years. Let them run for 20 years, a total combined, whatever. That gets them their pension. And by the way, they don't get their pension till the 20th year. How's that?
Right.
By combining it any way you want. City, county, state, federal, total of 20 years, and you're gone. See ya.
Yep.
Yep. All righty. Well, that was a vignette replay of what we did yesterday. And I'll tell you what. I played that because I got comments back like, love it, love it, love it, wow, from some of the executives along the network that we're on. And I said, well, okay, we'll play it again. We'll let the audience hear it, because that's exactly the way I feel about it. Now, this final segment brought to you by our buddies over at Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. Remember, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road, with the big old 9-foot-tall red, white, and blue Uncle Sam and the American flag, too. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Again, that phone number is 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. They're good people. They got great products, they know what they're doing, and they've been in business a long time. Now, you know, Joe Biden, yesterday, again, proved to the world that he's a liar. He stood up there and started talking about the truck. And then he started talking about, well, you know, when I was driving a tractor trailer and I drove one of those things, you know, they were never quite as nice as this and that and all that sort of stuff. The guy, and we already know this, the guy never drove a truck. But he's up there telling everybody he did. Now, the truck drivers, I'm sure, the ones I know, would be offended by all that. Because they take a great deal of pride in being safe drivers and doing what they do the way they do it. And it's a lifestyle, not just a job, as I've explained before. But why he has to stand up there and do what he does is beyond me. He's got to go. I believe that after they lose the midterm elections, big time, that I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't resign for health reasons. Now, yeah, that means Kamala will become the president. But where the rubber meets the road is who is going to become the vice president and eventually be the president in waiting, if it were to happen that way. Now, we've had a lot of discussions. I've said Hillary Clinton, because that seems to be the logical thing to do here. But I don't know if that's going to be the case. Because one of my friends has said, no, it's Eric Holder, because that's who Valerie Jarrett wants, and she's the one calling the shots from the bunker in Obama's home. Somebody said Michelle Obama, but last I knew she didn't want it. And somebody else said Stacey Abrams, because she's got to make up her mind whether or not she's going to run for the governor of Georgia or make herself available for that vice president seat. Now, who knows what's going to happen? But the speculation is all over the place, as you well know. All over the place. Well, tomorrow I will be down at Mixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 to 1:30. Looking forward to seeing the gang down there as we have our monthly Have Lunch with the Captain series down there. And it'll be a fun time. If you can make it, come on out. 11:30 to 1:30, you folks down there in Sarasota and Bradenton, Lakewood Ranch. We always have a great time with the folks that are there, get into a lot of great conversations. Because remember, this program is all about you. We, the people. We, the people. You make this whole show, country, world go. We, the people. And that's what we do. And that's the way we like it. So, be listening for the podcast. It'll be up in a little while. Or if you want to hear the loop of the show, you can hear that by going to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. And you'll hear the loop over there. And it'll revitalize itself every 4 hours and start over again. Meantime, God bless America. Stay safe. Stay warm. See you tomorrow.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.